Yeah, so I've been waiting to do a covers album my entire life. I'm so excited about this, probably more excited about this album than any other project. And that's saying a lot, because on other projects I had, you know, songs that I had written that were very important to me and close to me, but I started singing in my family band when I was 4 years old, and so I spent my entire life in a cover band. And, you know, it's always so fun to, like, choose what cover songs you're going to do. And, you know, so we would play the 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. dances all over central Missouri and, you know, watching people two-step to our music. So we would have to choose, you know, cool, fun, popular songs. And I covered everybody from Fleetwood Mac to Reba McEntire to George Jones, you know, you name it.
Right.
So, you know, we were just like, when is going to be the right time to do the covers album? And so in August, we moved back to Nashville from Birmingham. And I had recently, before that, listened to Rustin Kelly's record, Dying Star.
Okay.
And I fell in love. Fell in love is, you know, not strong enough. I became obsessed with him and his album and that album and his music. And so I was like, I need to find out who produced this record, and I've got to work with them, because whoever it is, they're amazing. And so we tracked down Jared Kay, and he agreed to meet with us. And so, you know, instead of, like, waiting and, like, going through the process of finding songs, and, you know, I knew that, like, if Jared and I did an original album together, I would want to write most of the songs with him. I was just like, well, why don't we just do the covers record now, and that way we can get to know each other, we'll make this record, and it'll be easier, in a sense, you know, to kind of figure each other out, because we're just copying these songs. And I really wanted to copy the songs more than, you know, just pick a song. And not that I don't like that, because I also like it when people change songs a lot, you know,
right,
where they're kind of unrecognizable. But I didn't want to do that on this. I wanted it to be more like, you know, how I spent my whole life prior to getting a record deal doing music, and that's just covering other people's music and making them sound just like they did. So we were both like super excited about that and in agreement that that's what we should do. So we decided to go away and start listening to songs. And I was like, will I drive you crazy if I text you a song in the middle of the night, like, you know, that I think of? And he's like, hell no, you know, it's going to be so fun. So we probably had a list of, we had hundreds of songs, you know, because there are thousands of songs to choose from. And at some point, you know, we just kind of had to say, okay, this is it. This is our list. And we've got to just be confident with this list and go with it, because, you know, we would be like, oh my God, well, what about this one? You know? But I knew that I needed to have a Patsy Cline, because I was obsessed with her as a teenager. That when the movie Sweet Dreams came out, starring Jessica Lange, about her, I just watched it, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times. I was obsessed with Patsy. I knew that I wanted a Hank Williams, because my papa loved him so much, and that documentary about country music had just come out. So I was like, we've got to put a Hank Williams on. And then the rest of them are just songs that I love. Like, I got in the car one day, actually headed to meet with Jared about songs, and My Sharona was on the radio. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got to cut My Sharona. So, you know, it was just sort of a matter of, some songs were just spontaneous, like, oh yeah, remember that? And then some were planned out, like Crazy Love is a song that my brother Matt suggested, you know, probably 6 months prior, and really wanted me to record that. So I did Crazy Love for Matt. And yeah, so just that. So now we've done this project. It's so good. I mean, Jared introduced me to all these new musicians that I'd never worked with before. My son Avery played guitar on the whole record. My daughter Olivia sang harmony on it, and Audrey sang harmony on a couple songs. So it was very much a family affair.